The Koi Gig Pod.
Yeah, I think what Athlone have done is now, as well as being a brilliant team, the best team always wins the league. I'm a firm believer in that. But they're kind of like the blueprint of how to grow a team. I mean,
subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's edition of Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Sexton's involvement in the Ireland coaching staff is confirmed. Ronan O'Gara discusses the head coach's vacancy at Munster, and the shortlists are revealed for the Guinness Rugby Writers Ireland Awards. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is, of course, with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Jonathan Sexton has been confirmed as part of the Ireland coaching staff ahead of their autumn internationals. It was first reported last week that the former Ireland captain would be involved in an advisory basis to the current crop of out-halves. Sexton didn't travel with the rest of the squad to the Algarve this week, but defence coach Simon Easterby did confirm the 39-year-old's involvement ahead of next Friday's date with the All Blacks.
Yeah, he's been involved for a few days when we were in the HBC. And yeah, he's definitely going to be involved over the next few weeks, sort of transitioning in and out, and you know, lending his support to certain individuals within the team. It's, you know, Johnny has a wide bit of experience, Sinead, so yeah, we're going to lean on him for other things. You know, he's excited about what potentially he could offer, and so we as coaches as well as players. So it was great to have him in. You know, he's a great man. He's a great personality in the group, and yeah, it's I guess it's to be seen what how much time he's involved in the next 4 weeks. But it's certainly, at the moment, we've seen him been involved. He's already been in already, and potentially he's going to come in and out of camp over the next 4 weeks.
And Easterby says Kieran Frawley, Jack Crowley, Sam Prendergast and more are delighted to have Sexton involved.
I think Johnny, obviously only having retired recently, still has his finger on the pulse in terms of playing in that position in particular, playing in the 10 role, understanding what we do as a team, trying to impart some of that experience that he's had across the last few years in the way we play the game. And I know Jack Crowley's obviously had time with us, and so has Kieran, you know, Sam less so. But I think all those guys are like sponges. You know, they want to learn and they want to understand. They want to get know-how and then go out and try and put those things into practice. And Johnny will just be able to give them a bit of guidance at times. When you're leaning on someone like him with that much of experience, you know, it's only a few words here and there sometimes, a little bit of a tip and a bit of feedback. That's all it might be. But I think it's a real. I think it's something that teams could do more of is lean on guys who are not that long out of the game, but also have massive respect and could have massive influence on those new guys coming through in terms of their leadership and their understanding of the way the game runs, especially in that position as a 10.
Peter O'Mahony will link up with the Ireland squad, provided he comes through tomorrow's clash of Munster and an All Blacks 15 unscathed. At the other end of the experience scale, Cormac Isichukwu and Sam Prendergast could earn their first caps this month, having gone to South Africa with the emerging Ireland squad recently. And Easterby says the pair still have plenty to learn.
You'd expect those players, you know, we've obviously had the opportunity to work with players like Gus and Sam and Izzy over a short period during that emerging tour. Unfortunately, Jack didn't get to come with us because of his injury. But certainly, they've all they're all doing what we'd expect them to do. They've all slotted in really well, and it's a great experience for them across the next 10 days. They'll get plenty of experience, and they've been excellent so far in a group which is setting some really high standards. You know, the important thing is they start to understand what those standards are, and they don't wait and sort of watch too much. They get involved, and they're doing that as far as we're concerned.
away from the international sphere for a moment, and Ronan O'Gara has ruled out becoming the next Munster head coach. The former Munster and Ireland fly half is contracted to La Rochelle until 2027, a point he was keen to stress on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast. Munster head of rugby operations Ian Costello told Off the Ball yesterday that the province is pressing pause on their hunt for Graham Rentry's successor until after tomorrow's game at Thomond Park. While O'Gara appreciates that the Munster gig remains a huge one, he told Off the Ball breakfast that he'd prefer his next move to be into international rugby.
Yeah, of course, because it's the highest level of the game. Am I enjoying La Rochelle? Big time, I am. Do I love it? Of course I do. Are we slowing down after winning two European Cups? Potentially, yes, but sure, that's normal, you know, and the fact that that's incredible success that you started. It's only a season ago. This season, it's only, whatever, 8 games played, so we're still jostling for position. There's an awful lot of good things that can happen this season. Everyone can focus on maybe an ageing team, or we've lost our edge. I'm open to hear that we potentially fall into that category, but we can change that as well. But test rugby is, you know, there's a drive inside you to coach Ireland, or one of the best countries in the world that you could win a World Cup with. That's always been a goal, but it doesn't come into my head every time I eat my dinner, shall I say, or every time I kind of reassess what I'm trying to do. I know what I want to do in this job, and for me, I've always been short-term focused, and it's worked well for me, and I enjoy that. I enjoy the journey. I dream a lot, and I try and inspire guys that I coach and get a good buzz out of that. So for me, I know what I'm doing this week, next month, and the rest takes care of itself.
There's naturally much more in that chat with Ronan O'Gara in this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast podcast, or on its own in the OTB Rugby Plus feed. And you can hear both by becoming an Off the Ball member now. There are 5 senior capped All Blacks among the All Blacks 15 selected to play Munster at Thomond Park tomorrow evening. Scrum half Finlay Christie is the most experienced of those with 25 caps. He was an unused replacement when the All Blacks beat Ireland in last year's World Cup quarter-final, with his most recent cap coming against England in July. Lou said George Bauer earned the last of his 22 senior caps, also against England, in November of 2022. Out half Harry Plummer, centre Quint Tapea and fullback Sean Stevenson are all on the other end of the scale as regards international caps. Reuben Love, who scored 2 tries on debut against Japan last week, is named on the bench tomorrow, as is one cap scrum half Noah Hotham. So that All Blacks 15 will have Sean Stevenson at fullback, Shea Fahaki and Kini Naholo are on the wings, AJ Lamb, nephew of Pat, is in the centre alongside Quinn Tapea. Harry Plummer is at out half, Finlay Christie is named at scrum half. There's a front row then of George Bauer, Brody McAllister and George Dyer. Isaiah Waka Leawari is alongside Fabian Holland in the second row. Blindside flanker is Oliver Haig. Duplessis Kerfi is the captain at openside flanker, and Devon Flanders of the Hurricanes will start at number 8. 3 Leinster players, and one each from Munster and Connacht, have been shortlisted for the Guinness Rugby Writers Ireland Men's Player of the Year Award. New Leinster and Ireland captain Caelan Dorris has been joined on that shortlist by Jemison Gibson-Park and Joe McCarthy. Joining them are Bundy Aki and Jack Crowley. After a stellar year in which they secured World Cup qualification and their WXV1 status, Aoife Wafer is the favourite to land the Women's Player of the Year Award. But the back rower faces competition from Brittany Hogan, Adele McMahon, Linda Dugang and Aoife Dalton. There's a 3-person shortlist for the Women's Sevens Player of the Year, with flying winger Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe, Eve Higgins and Erin King all nominated. Now with Ulster's 15s, Zach Ward makes the men's 7s shortlist along with Terry Kennedy and Harry McNulty. The men's and women's 15s team compete with the Ireland men's 7s for the Dave Guiney Team of the Year Award. And Joe Marler has wrote back on his comments regarding New Zealand's haka. The England prop, not involved in tomorrow's test at Twickenham, drew the ire of Kiwis by claiming the traditional pre-game dance should be binned. However, Marler tweeted last night to say, "Just wanted to jump on here and say sorry to any New Zealand fans I upset with my poorly articulated tweet earlier in the week. I meant no malice in asking for it to be binned, just to see the restrictions lifted to allow for a response without sanction." He then added, "I'm grateful for the education received on how important the haka is to New Zealand culture, and hope others have a better understanding too." Marler's England captain, Jamie George, wasn't in agreement with the prop's initial comments.
"Really grateful to Joe and his loud mouth on social media. It's fantastic. That's been the stem of the questions in media this week. Joe and I don't always agree on everything, and we certainly don't agree on this. I'm a massive fan of the haka. Growing up, a huge rugby fan, You know, I loved it when I was growing up. I've loved the opportunity to face it, and you know, I love the theatre that it brings. I love the reaction from the fans, and yeah, I'm a massive fan.
But George did agree with Marler in that there should be scope for a respectful response to the haka.
I think as long as it's done in a respectful way, I think that that's something that again adds to the theatre and the spectacle of it all. So I think that, like as I said, you know, it's a challenge that's been laid down. How you respond to it, I think, is then up to you. As long as yeah, you do it in the right way.
England captain Jamie George there. They play the All Blacks tomorrow. That's it for today's Rugby Daily, and indeed for this week as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening and have a brilliant weekend.